poll, Maryland Republican Larry Hogan enters Senate race with commanding lead over Democrats. By Nick Gilbertson on February 21, 2024. Former Governor Larry Hogan, RMD, has double-digit leads against both of the top Democrat Senate candidates in Blue Maryland less than 2 weeks after launching his bid for retiring Senator Ben Cardin's, DMD, seat, according to a poll. The survey, conducted by longtime Hogan pollsters Ragnar Research Partners, as Punchbowl News first reported, shows Hogan with substantial edges over Representative David Tone, DMD, and Prince George's County Executive Angela Also Brooks in hypothetical general election races. In a matchup between Trone, the founder of Total Wines and More, and Hogan, the former governor leads with 49% of support to Trone's 33% in a state where Democrats have won every Senate election since 1986. Another 18% are undecided about who they would back, according to a polling memo shared with the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, and obtained by Punchbowl News. Looking deeper, 44% of poll participants say they would either definitely or probably back Hogan, while another 5% lean toward the former governor. The share of voters who would probably or definitely support Trone is 30%. Hogan, a moderate Republican and Donald Trump critic, performs even better when pitted against Also Brooks. Under this scenario, he leads with a majority of 52% of support, while 29% would back the county executive. The share of voters who would definitely or probably support Hogan climbs to 47%, while just 25% would probably or definitely vote for Also Brooks. Despite Hogan's early leads, the pollster emphasizes it expects a tough race for several reasons. We expect Democrats to spend at unprecedented levels in Maryland attacking Governor Hogan. As a billionaire self-funder, David Trone will have virtually unlimited resources. Maryland is arguably the bluest state in America and has not elected a Republican senator for 44 years. Joe Biden won Maryland by 33 points in 2020, a difference of over a million votes. The former governor also enjoys better name identification and a stronger favorability rating than his Democrat counterparts. Hogan's name identification comes in at 93%, Trone's registers at 60%, and Also Brooks's is 41%. Moreover, Hogan is 45 points above water in favorability, with 64% expressing positive views toward him versus 19% who see him negatively. Conversely, 30% find Trone favorable, while 12% find him unfavorable. Concerning Also Brooks, 20% have favorable perceptions of her, while 7% have negative ones. The poll sampled 600 likely Maryland voters from January 30 to February 1, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4 percentage points. Hogan's entrance into the race at the 11th hour brings major implications for Cardin's seat and for the national battle between Democrats and Republicans for a majority in the next Senate. The 2024 Senate map is extremely advantageous to Republicans, with 23 Democrat seats up for election in 2024 to only 11 Republican seats. Moreover, the best two pickup opportunities for Democrats are long shots in Texas and Florida against strong incumbents, Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Rick Scott, RFL. Conversely, Republicans have realistic pickup opportunities in 10 of the 23 Democrat seats in November, with Hogan now in the fray. In January, Breitbart News extensively detailed a four-tiered plan for Republicans to take control of the upper chamber when they had legitimate chances at 9 seats at the time.